listeners, this is your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and you are listening to a Karaoke Corner mini-episode of That's Entertainment. This is Karaoke Corner 16, can you believe it? Sweet 16. And it is pretty sweet what I've got in store for you today. On the Karaoke Corner mini-episodes, it's just me on the mic, Aunt Beth is not here in full-formed flesh. But she is here in the spirit. And what happens here on the Karaoke Corner, in case you haven't listened to any before, I asked someone, usually someone I know, in fact, I think it's always been someone I know thus far, hey, could you send me a list of a few musical artists? And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to look over their discographies and pick out the best songs from each of them that I think are the most perfect options to select at a karaoke evening, or morning, or afternoon, if that's how you do, if you happen to be choosing these artists to perform. Okay, yeah, so, yeah, if you're a karaoke hound, and you're like, I like this artist, but I'm not sure what the best choice is, that's where I come in. And how do I make these selections, you may be wondering? Well, I always provide that answer in every episode of Karaoke Corner, and I'm going to do it right now. What I do here is I like to pick a song that is familiar, but not too familiar. One that makes the audience go, ah, haven't heard that one in a while, but I'm happy to hear it now. You also want one that has emotional highs and lows. And perhaps musical highs and lows as well. They often go hand in hand. You know, you want something that takes people on an emotional journey. And then by the end of the song, they feel closer to you, the singer. On this here edition of Karaoke Corner, the lineup comes courtesy of my Uncle Martin, who you may know from also being your uncle, or otherwise related to you, because my family members, several of them, listen to this show, and if you're in my family, then there's a pretty good chance that Uncle Martin is also in that same family of ours. And if you're someone who listens but is not a member of the Malone family, at least not by blood, then you might know Uncle Martin from his appearances on the special family editions. Most recently, he read a poem about Black Friday on the post-Thanksgiving Day family check-in episode. So anyway, he's given me some classic rock fellows to make my selections out of. It's a bit of a troubadour feel, if you will, at least with one of them, maybe all of them, depending on how you define the word troubadour. And anyway, so yeah, here's what he has selected for me. He's gone and given me Van Morrison, Eagles, and George Harrison. Yeah, I believe there's no "the" in Eagles, at least not officially. Although here, well, you know, it's kind of funny. So I'm looking at their Wikipedia page right now. It says The Eagles. Only Eagles is in bold, thus implying that The is not officially part of their name. But I guess if you say The Eagles, people know what you're talking about, as long as the context is correct, because you could be talking about a sports team. And not just any sports team. There's plenty of sports teams that are known as the Eagles. I, myself, played on a few of them during my schoolboy days. Anyway, before I get into the selections, I did want to mention one thing. Because this is the Karaoke Corner where Uncle Martin has provided me the songs, I have to mention, what with March Madness coming up very soon, Mount St. Mary's, the university where he taught sociology for I don't know how many years, They've clinched a berth in the NCAA tournament. I know they've made it before. Let me see. How many times have they made it? Let's see if we can find it quickly. Mount St. Mary's basketball. Well, it looks like they made it in 2017, maybe? Athletics. Maybe I'll cut some of this out in editing. Or maybe my listeners like me going, cha-cha-cha. Ah! Oh, yeah, 2017, is that what I said? Yeah, that was the last time they made it. It looks like this will be their sixth berth in the tourney overall. It looks like they've always been a 16 seed. And yeah, so this episode will be dropping on Sunday, March 14th, which is Selection Sunday. So you may very well know where Mount St. Mary's is on the bracket by the time you're listening to this here episode. But anyway, so yeah, that's the Mount St. Mary's detour for you. I wonder if Mount St. Mary's ever has any karaoke outings or innings. What would you call it if it's happening on campus? Anyway, but there's not too many outings with karaoke going on nowadays. But with a pandemic still raging on, the safest option is generally to do either karaoke at home with the people that you live with or virtually in some fashion or another. But however you're doing karaoke, these are songs that I think you can go with and be successful. So first up, Van Morrison, who I believe is from Northern Ireland, and he's had a few hit songs that you hear quite frequently on classic rock radio, and I've selected one of those songs, and it is, you know, it's a classic. I couldn't deny it. It's Brown Eyed Girl. This might be his most signature song. I mean, it's played at dances, it's played at proms, it's played at weddings. Like, somewhere between 70 and 90% of the population of the human population has brown eyes. I saw that statistic while Googling earlier today. So, there's plenty of brown-eyed girls in the world that you can sing it to. So, chances are, if you are singing this at karaoke, there's going to be at least one brown-eyed girl in the crowd. But I also like this song because of the sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-ti-da, la-ti-da. Whenever you have the la's or the na's or the fa's, that gives you plenty of room to really show off your singing personality. I think my personal choice for Van Morrison, my personal number one Van Morrison karaoke choice would probably be Domino. I like the way he sings that song. It gives you almost the sensation of a domino falling over. Okay, next we've got the Eagles. And I most certainly did not pick Hotel California because that guitar solo just lasts too long. That's a killer when it comes to karaoke, a long instrumental break. So what did I pick? I picked One of These Nights off the 1975 album of the same name. You might be going like, whoa, that's got a big falsetto part in the chorus. And I know, and not everyone is necessarily willing or able to go after the falsetto. But I say to those of you worried, just do what you can. Be enthusiastic. If you're into it, I think the crowd will win you over. As long as they've had a few, and usually they've downed a few. That's the alcohol tends to go hand in hand with karaoke. But yeah, I think this song just has a nice, fun, upbeat storytelling quality to it. And there you go. You're going to bring the crowd along with you on a journey. Okay, finally we've got George Harrison, one of the Fab Four himself, but now out on his own. Now, I've done the Beatles more than once. Oops. I've already made amends for accidentally covering the Lovable Lads from Liverpool multiple times on Karaoke Corner. But, yeah, so we won't be doing that again, but certainly can be doing any of the lads for their solo efforts, and I believe this is the first time I'm doing that with any of them. And Georgie Porgy, he's got some good songs to choose from, and the one that I selected off his landmark album, All Things Must Pass, I went with What Is Life, which is, of course, remembered quite fondly for its usage in the, I believe, the credits of Big Daddy. This is a song that reaches for euphoria, and often songs that do have that quality, they can be a little challenging vocally. But this one, not too much. I think this is not too hard to sing along to. And there's a bit of a guitar breakdown at one point, And that's part where you can just dance. You know, if you're going to have an instrumental break during a song that you're karaokeing to, you want it to be danceable. And this is danceable. It's, you know, it like takes a beat after the chorus ends, and then the guitar comes in and is like, and you know, you're just shaking it, doing the Watusi or whatever, how you feel, and maybe doing some finger guns and shaking those hips and call it a day. Hey, hey, hey. All right, that's Karaoke Corner. Now you know what to do if someone ever demands that you sing Van Morrison or Eagles or George Harrison. And we'll be back with a full episode next week, and Beth and I both, and some guests, plural, if everything goes according to plan. We'll be discussing WandaVision within the wider contexts of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and the family sitcoms that it homaged. In the meantime, you could leave us a review by heading to ratethispodcast.com/thatsauntertainment, or just using the review capabilities of any of the podcast listening platforms you use. And you can follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And of course, as always, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open. La-dee-da.